Iconic Vegas casino to remove all live dealer tables in favor of EGMs. Golden Gate, the oldest hotel in downtown Las Vegas, will remove all live table games by the end of this move. The move will reduce the number of downtown Las Vegas casinos offering live dealer tables to 11. The change follows a similar reduction at Main Street Station, where table games now operate only on weekends. The decision comes after the earlier removal of Golden Gate's live craps tables, marking the end of an era for the property's pit area. In place of traditional games, the casino will introduce electronic table games, with the possibility of a stadium-style gaming setup. Staff members impacted by the removal of live tables will be reassigned to other departments within Golden Gate or transferred to sister properties Circa and the D. Golden Gate has been gradually scaling back its live table offerings since the pandemic. Initial changes included the removal of several tables located at the back of the pit, followed by the replacement of a craps table with electronic alternatives. The property has also seen a decline in visitor traffic since Circa opened across Fremont Street in 2020. The hotel lacks on-site amenities, and its only restaurant closed in 2017, leaving guests with limited non-gaming options. The removal of live tables at Golden Gate is part of a broader trend in the Las Vegas market. In 2019, there were 81 casinos in the city with live table games. That number will drop to 67 by late September 2025 when Poker Palace eliminates its tables. Rising operational costs, particularly labor expenses for games like craps, have been a driving factor behind these reductions. Industry analysts have noted that the elimination of low-limit tables is becoming increasingly common, with an average of 2 properties per year expected to phase out live dealer operations. Las Vegas tourism dips in June. The decline in live table offerings reflects a larger challenge facing Las Vegas casinos, a drop in tourism. In June, the Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority reported 3.1 million visitors to the city, representing an 11.3% decrease compared to the previous year. Factors contributing to this downturn include rising costs, changing entertainment preferences, and generational shifts in consumer habits. Industry observers have highlighted that younger adults are less inclined to participate in traditional casino table games when visiting Las Vegas, opting instead for online gambling platforms. The U.S. internet wagering market generated $12.68 billion in 2024, with mobile devices providing players hundreds of options without the need to travel. Changes in alcohol consumption patterns have also been noted, with the percentage of people in their 20s who abstain from drinking more than doubling between 2001 and 2019. Recent statistics indicate that over one-third of adults under 35 do not consume alcohol, affecting revenue from one of Las Vegas's long-standing hospitality sectors. Las Vegas hotels have also experienced performance declines. Occupancy rates have fallen by 6.5%, while average daily room rates have dropped 6.6% to $163.64. In a further sign of slowed market activity, a planned 43-story hotel and casino project on the Las Vegas Strip has been placed on indefinite hold, with the site currently serving as a parking lot.